Is she kidding
right now?
Well, we're recording.
Oh, we recording.
It is Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And we are three single bitches.
Valentine Schmalentine.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
How do you feel?
I mean, I'm good, dude. I am.
Are you really?
I am. Like, I don't care.
I'm a little upset. Like, it bothers me because let me tell you why it bothers me.
Oh, God.
Okay. I was married to her dad, and then I got divorced.
You were.
In 20-some years, I've been divorced. Like, 23 years, I've been divorced. And in the 23 years, I had one relationship.
Oh, she's screaming.
Where it fell into Valentine's weekend or Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And it was a lovely Valentine. In 23 years.
Who was your Valentine?
Was the ghoster. Mr. Ghostman.
Oh. Yeah.
And he was treated me like
a queen.
Not last
year, the year before.
2 years ago.
Wait, what about the other guy that you dated for a while?
Oh, Rich. He never said, we never got,
you guys
never got
did,
anything.
You dated him for 8 years and he never,
never
did
got anything for
Valentine's.
I forgot about
it. Wow.
Oh yeah, 8 years of my life.
We never celebrated Valentine's.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of sucky.
Well, that's the thing with my ex. He, because he worked at a restaurant,
yeah.
So he would make like good money on that day. So he would always be like, oh, I'm just going to work or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. I don't care.
So you never even got to celebrate
so
it either.
We never like really celebrated. So it wasn't
y'all
like.
Never... This was the guy you were marrying, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
What?
Well, I was going to that wedding, wasn't I? Wasn't I getting an invitation to that wedding?
No, most likely not.
Oh, okay.
No, Tori and I were in a...
Me and Jamie
really
got
like
close after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we went through
well,
similar.
The next wedding I have to be invited to.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be me and Jamie, so you'll be the... Okay. You'll be the
Dina wishes.
When she flips teams.
I'm telling you, Dina wishes.
I know she does.
So wait.
There is a bunch more that
she's
wish.
She's manifesting
I think one
it.
Of your family members wishes, too.
Which one?
A parent.
Your dad.
Oh, my dad was like, I wish you would date Tori. He doesn't want me with men anymore.
No, I don't blame him.
He just sees that I'm a good person.
The thing is, I couldn't switch teams. You know, even as much as I've been hurt and brokenhearted, and I couldn't swap teams.
Actually, Tori and I were just talking about that.
Switching teams?
Yeah, like if I would ever...
go to the other side?
Yeah, or like hook up with a girl.
Jamie would.
Would you? Would you have to be extra drunk?
Initially, probably.
Yeah.
But, could you feel like I'm pretty open, like, sexually.
Okay. Yeah. She's a Scorpio, so.
I'm a Scorpio, too, but I'm not open like that sexually. I mean, I'll do crazy things, but with a man.
Yeah, I mean, like, if, I don't know. I just like to feel good.
Wait, by the way, if you don't want to hold that, just give it to me. And I'll put it over here. So you guys have never had a good Valentine's Day? Like, been romanced?
Just with Anthony.
What did Anthony do?
Oh, my God. He cooked me dinner. He bought me beautiful gifts, you know, a bunch of, like, little cute little things, you know. He's very romantic. Yeah. That I got to say
Did he
about
put
him.
Roses on the bed?
No roses on the bed.
What do you mean?
I don't think we had sex
that
night.
Wait, did you know that I do that?
No.
I've done that.
You have.
Twice.
It's so cliche.
It really is.
Fuck all of y'all.
I don't like that corny shit.
I think I went there like it was a night during the week, and I went there right from work, and dinner was on the table, and he had a single rose on the table. And gifts, but I think I went home that night. I never slept there, like, during the week.
Weekends. Ready? You want to know what I've done for Valentine's Day for...
Yeah, the cliche shit.
For females. I've done
Like,
cliche.
What's the most romantic
thing The most romantic thing that I've ever done... For one of my exes, we used to go to Connecticut all the time. You know who
I know
about.
Who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I took her to Connecticut, or we went to Connecticut, got the hotel room. We bought like food to cook, like a Residence Inn. I put the roses in a heart on a. Oh no, it said "I love you" in roses, rose petals with like tea. The fucking the little candles, the tea candles.
Oh, okay.
All around the room.
Okay.
And
tea lights.
Right. And she wore some lingerie for me.
Okay.
And we had a night. Yeah.
We had a night. We don't need to elaborate because am your mother.
Right. That's nice though.
That is nice.
I don't think anyone has ever done romance, like anything like super romantic me to me.
Me
so that's why I'm like, whatever, corny shit or whatever. But I'm sure if I'm that happened to me, I'd be like, ooh.
Over the top.
Okay. I'm a very romantic person. Yeah. Like one of the girls that I dated, or, you know, was doing things with. She had she had a situationship. She had her period.
Oh, jeez.
And
we need to know this.
Well, no, she was like, you know, and it was like rough. Like she was feeling like shit.
Oh, okay. She wasn't feeling good.
Right. So I and this wasn't Valentine's Day or anything like that. It was just a regular day. And I made a period package for her with
a
like,
blood bag. That's what they call it.
A blood bag. I've never had a blood bag. I mean, that doesn't happen anymore for me, but nobody has ever done a blood bag
me. No. I don't think I'd call it a blood bag. Are we kidding?
I don't know how romantic that is. That doesn't babe. Here's your blood bag.
Here's your blood bag. No, I didn't.
Happy Valentine's Day, it's French.
I didn't call it a blood bag.
Period
package. Period package.
A period. I don't know what I would call it, but
yeah,
I'm,
like a period care package.
A care package, right?
Yeah. I mean, what candies and fattening stuff and
Midol.
Oh, tampons.
A thing. No, not tampons. I didn't give her that, but like Midol. Her favorite chocolates. Like I knew what her favorite chocolates were and her favorite like snacks and stuff. With also like a heating pad, like a period heating
Tylenol, Advil.
Yeah, I remember this.
You know.
Yeah.
Who? Right. Who was it?
I'm not saying. Okay. I can't say it.
Okay.
But I did it, and then I dropped it off at her job, and you know, I'm pretty fucking romantic.
That was thoughtful.
Thank you. I'm a thoughtful.
That was
person.
Very thoughtful. Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for putting the, by the way, just thank you for putting the groceries away today.
Oh, you're so fucking
I ordered lovely. From Instacart.
I know.
Never did that before. Oh, you were?
I was here.
I was getting my nails done.
I put some groceries away too, Deb.
Oh,
thank you for putting groceries away, Jerry.
So, now, wait. You know, wait. What wedding were we at that you were there with your ex-fiance?
Dawn.
Dawn's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep so bringing that up.
I'm sorry.
I don't care
at all. Yeah. Can I tell you the truth? I thought he was dicky when I met him. Just saying.
It's so funny because I just found out recently that my brother.
And I have the vibe.
Yeah.
I do.
I just found out recently that my brother was very happy when
that
we broke up.
Yeah.
Like, and I said something to my mom, and my mom's like, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy that you were
with
so
him.
Sad and upset, but he was happy that you
it
got
ended.
Away from him. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I know another. One of those stupid sayings, one door opens, another closes. But everything happens for a reason.
I'm a firm believer.
Well,
before we continue, can you briefly tell the story, your story?
Oh, tell it. It's
oh my
interesting.
God, it's such a long story, though.
it is
okay,
a long
so,
story. But, you know.
I was 19 years old, and I started dating one of my friends. We were friends for about 3 years. Tori used to hang out with us all the time, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we were friends. For 3 years, we started dating. It was good. I mean, we were young and in love.
He's cute. And
yeah. He was good to me. Anyway, so we went through life, grew together, and we were together about 8 years before he proposed. And I think it was more of like me kind of like pressuring him.
You
like,
think he
it's
did it
time.
Because he felt like he had to.
Yeah, I feel like it was like the next step.
Yeah.
You know? So
you pressured him?
I didn't pressure him, but it was like all our friends were like getting engaged around us that were together like not as long as us.
8 years.
We were living together.
Right.
So I just like, you know, was just like, all right, well, is this year gonna be the year or whatever? I was like, do you not wanna like get married? This and that. He always said that he wanted to. Anyway. Finally, he proposed, and
Did you keep the ring, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Good girl. All right.
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah.
And we were... So, anyway, so we got engaged and planning a wedding. 2 months before my wedding, I was going on my bachelorette party. So, that week was a little bit of a rough week, I guess you could say. And there was like, we have a little bit of like a dry spell, but.
You mean sexless?
Yeah.
Okay. Like but you like, felt like, ooh.
Not, it wasn't like terrible. Like it was like 2 weeks maybe. And anyway, so we got into an argument about it. And
you're definitely a Scorpio. If 2 weeks you're getting into an argument.
He
oh, it was him.
Was upset about it. Not me.
He was upset that you weren't having sex?
Yeah, that we haven't had sex in like 2 weeks.
Was it your fault that you weren't having sex?
Yeah, I mean, it was always like when I was in the mood.
And you're planning
so,
a wedding.
Okay, so.
Did you have to initiate it?
No. He always initiated. Okay. And like I would be like, oh, I'm tired or like I don't feel good or whatever. But.
But 8 years that happened.
Okay, so and not only that, we were living in my mom's basement with my uncle in the other room.
Oh, so you had to watch the screaming and
the privacy
hanging from the ceiling and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it got that crazy, but
he wasn't that good.
You're a Scorpio, honey.
But no. Anyway, so it was like lack of privacy and stuff like that. So that was my biggest concern.
Yeah.
If not, that's how I would probably would have had sex
I would have been,
night.
Who's your daddy all over the place if I didn't have to worry about
it? I probably would have had sex like every night or every other night.
Right.
But it was more of the lack of privacy. My uncle could come out any second. Like someone could come downstairs. It was like stuff like that. So that was my only concern. So anyway, so he made a big deal about it. And so that week I went and dropped another $2,000 on flowers. And then like
how
I go
much
away
money did you have invested
into the wedding?
So far, yeah.
You're two months away.
We're 2 months out.
So you had a ton of money in there.
Yeah.
Wedding gown and the whole bit.
Oh yeah, I got my wedding gown, my
invitations were out.
Well, we bought the invitations, they weren't out yet. Mm. But invitations were bought.
Bridesmaids had their gowns.
They had their dresses.
Everything was
my
planned.
Parents gave us probably about $20,000 towards the wedding already.
No.
Got zero back. I didn't get any money back. So anyway.
Could you have sued him, I wonder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People were saying it and stuff like that. And I didn't want to tell that.
Your story first.
Okay so anyway. So I go, so we were intimate the night before I left for my...
And wait, guys, look how gorgeous she is. No, really. Okay, just saying.
So...
she gets red.
I don't take compliments well.
No, okay. No, you don't.
We were leaving. So we were intimate the night before my...
Bachelorette.
And he told me he wanted to have my babies. He's like, let's just have a baby, like, let me get inside or whatever, you know? And I'm like, nope, like, we're getting married in 2 months. Like, we'll wait till we get married, we buy a home, and then that's when we start our family. So anyway, so I leave for my bachelorette party on a Friday. And whatever, having fun, talking to him. He picks up, so he usually worked at the restaurant on Saturdays. So this Friday, he picked up a shift for extra money because we're saving for a wedding and whatever. It wasn't unusual. So he's working and I haven't heard from him. So and now I trusted him with every fiber of my being because there was just
no reason.
I mean, there was an incident like 5 years prior with like something like him like seeking attention from another like female or whatever. But, like, we got past it. Like, it just wasn't, like, I mean, obviously, it was probably in the back of my mind. But anyway, so it was never, like...
A big issue. Right, right.
I trusted him. He acted like he worshipped the ground I walked on. He was so in love with me. Like, yeah, he was a douche to other people, but he was never a douche to me. Like, he treated me very well, did everything for me. Anything I asked, he would do. Whatever. So, for some reason, something told me to like check his location because we shared each other's location. And I never did that. Never. We shared our location for I don't even know how long.
So and that little person.
Yeah, and I never ever checked it.
Yep.
So I check his location, and it says that he's at the hotel next to his job. So I text, and really, I think the thing that I was doing was like just because I haven't heard from him to see if like he was home yet from work or if he was still at work. But anyway, regardless, something told me to check his location. So then I see that he's at the hotel. So I'm texting and I'm like, hey, like, are you still out? Like, you know, testing, like, oh, are you still at work or are you home? Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, leaving work now. And I'm like, oh, well, how come your
location
says you're at, you know,
the Holiday Inn or whatever.
Whatever Best Western it was.
Oh, my God.
God. At the Best Western. So he's like, oh, he comes up with this whole story, like, oh, I had to drop off like one of his coworkers. He got hammered and I, because they would drink sometimes afterwards, I had to drop him off and walk him up because his, like, him and his drop him and his girlfriend off, and I had to walk him up or whatever the case was.
Did you believe him?
Oh yeah, I believed him. Well, at first I was like, what did you take, like a coworker there, blah, blah, because he wasn't answering me. So then he, and I was like half joking, but half not, because it's
right,
just like,
right.
What else are you doing there?
What are you doing at a hotel?
Right. So, anyway, so he comes up with this elaborate story and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Kind of. So, let it go. And then, he was like, come on, like, I love you, James, babe, because I wasn't answering right away because I was at the bar with my cousins at my bachelorette party.
Celebrating your bachelorette party.
So,
oh, my God.
So then Saturday comes, like, he's texting me all day. Oh, what are you guys doing today? Very, very talkative, whatever. Of course, I didn't think anything of it because we always would talk, like, all
right,
day.
Right.
So, that was it. And then had fun Saturday night. I was sending him videos of my cousins acting stupid. He was laughing. Then Sunday comes and I feel like a vibe change. Like, you know, you can tell. Like, when you know somebody, like, you could tell that, like, something's off. So I feel like I had, like, deep down, like, I was in, like, a bad place. Just because we got into that argument that week before. I saw that he was at the hotel on Friday, and I feel like part of me was like, that's weird.
Fuck? Right.
So I get into a huge fight with my cousins on, that Sunday. And I think it was just a mixture of everything. Because like all I wanted to do was go to the beach. They got, drunk, said they wanted to go get pizza. Then I didn't see them for hours until I went up to the room and I saw that they were there, and whatever, doesn't matter. Anyway, so we got into it. So I was pissed at that. Then I was upset about, I think, what was going on
with him.
Yeah, but
in
it was
your
like
gut, you probably had some kind of suspicion.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, so it was just like,
God bless you,
a mixture of things that I just kind of like projected onto the people closest to me.
You, right.
So then I call him crying and I'm outside on the balcony.
Where'd you just go?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm. So I call him crying and I'm like, I just got into a huge fight with my cousins, blah, blah, blah. And like, it was windy. So he was like, I can't hear you, blah, blah, blah. But he was like very cold on the phone. And I'm like, that even made me more upset because all I wanted to do was talk to him about it. So anyway, so then Sunday, so, you know, I made up with my cousins, but it was still like a little bit
strained,
awkward in a way. Yeah, like, not awkward because it's never awkward with us, but I was just like in a shitty mood. So I call him. I go to the we go out to dinner and I go to the bathroom and I call him because he was just, like I said, like he was just cold. We were barely talking that day. And I said, I was like, I'm having the shittiest weekend. I just want to make sure that like you and I are okay, blah, blah, blah. Especially because we just had that like argument or whatever. And he was like, yeah, we're good, whatever. He like was acting like he was sleeping. It was like 8:30 at night.
You ain't sleeping.
You're not sleeping. So he sounded like he was sleeping, or like I just woke him up from my phone call. And then So he ends. So I'm waiting for him to say I love you first. So he does. And then I say I love you too. We hang up. So I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, everything's good. Like, he said I love you to me, blah, blah, blah. Monday, I come home from my bachelorette party, and he texts me. So he worked late. He picked up a couple hours at the hospital. He worked at the hospital during the week. And he was like, I'm going to work until this time or whatever, and I'll be home, like, by the time you get home. So he texts me, and he's like, come outside. We need to talk. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking that we're just going to continue the conversation that we had, like, maybe last week, like, maybe the weekend apart. Like, he thought more stuff, wanted to talk about things. So he just is like, oh, well, I don't want to, I haven't been happy for a while, and I don't want to marry you. Or I can't marry you. So I'm just like, okay. Like, literally so calm, too. I was just like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And then
like a punch in the stomach.
It was, it's so weird because I actually recently did a podcast Alex has a podcast. I recently did a podcast with her, and we were talking about the same story or whatever. But anyway, so they said, oh, like, was it feel like you got, like, kicked in the gut? And I was like, honestly, it's weird. Like, I had this, like,
relief,
sense of calm came over me.
Oh, my God.
And
as much as you were probably upset, you felt like,
it was just like this. It was a weird feeling. It was a weird feeling. It was like this sense. I felt like the rug was pulled out from under me.
Yeah, because now you have all this money invested in this.
Right. And my world just got turned upside down. Like, this person that I'd been with for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I was just blindsided because.
Right.
We got into an argument. Or whatever,
to your knowledge, everything was fine.
He never communicated any kind of unhappiness to me.
Right.
Other than, like, the intimacy thing. That was it. That was the only thing.
And that was a two-week
thing. Was he
thing?
With somebody at that time? Did he?
Yeah. So I said, so this sense of calm comes over me. And he's like, yeah, you this, that. Third, like.
Trying to pin it on you.
Depressed. You need whatever. So I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, maybe I am. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, this is all going through my head within like 30 seconds. And then so I was just like, is there someone else? And he hesitates and just like takes this deep breath. And I say again in the more like, bitchier way, and I'm like, is there someone else? And he was just like, there's no, but I find myself being attracted to other people and wanting to act on it. I've never felt like this before. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, we're fucking 9 years together, like,
you can,
that's
relate.
Normal. Of course you're attracted to other people, like,
you're gonna be, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. So then he was, you know, we really didn't even have like a long conversation. It was just like, that was pretty much it. And then we shared a dog together. So he was just like, so what are we going to do about
you
Sadie?
You still have the dog, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, well, she's going to stay with me and you can see her like whenever you want.
Right.
Whatever. Right. And it was almost like it wasn't, like, real to me still, obviously, because I was in shock.
Yeah, because I remember seeing you, like, a week after, and you were not good.
I was
blindsided.
Yeah. I was just like, well, anyway, so.
So it did hit you eventually.
Yeah. And so then, like, I mean, maybe, like, a couple weeks later, I then found it. Like, he sent me. We were texting and he sent me the wrong text on accident and I could just tell that it was for another female. So I was like, oh, what are you talking to somebody else, somebody already? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, who? And he was like, oh, a manager from the restaurant. And I'm like, oh, this person. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, is that who you were with when I saw that your location was at the Best Western at my bachelorette party? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
So that's
now we get
so
petty.
Can I say you've been fucking around on me? That's what he was
doing. Okay, yes. So, yeah. So
anyway, so yeah, so that's what happened. And then
and how much money did you have invested in this wedding? All said and done.
Over $20,000. Because my parents gave us a
big chunk.
At least close to $20,000.
What would this wedding have cost you? $20,000, you know.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Because we didn't like finish it all, but it was costing.
So you had a DJ or a band booked?
Oh yeah, everything was booked. It was two months,
and you had deposits on everything.
We were paying everything off, and we got $0 back.
Nothing. But you have the wedding gown.
Yeah. Well, it's at the place still.
But did you pay for it?
Yeah.
In fall? I would fucking go pick it up. And listen to me. I know this is, but put it in your closet, cover it, you know, keep it safe or whatever, you know, cover it up. And even if you have to change something in it when the day comes.
Yeah, or you can even sell it.
Or sell it.
I saw recently
bring
that someone was looking for
it. Bring it freaking home.
Yeah.
Wait, so continue.
So anyway, so he admits it, which I was like happy that he admitted it, but it was more of like, he left me for her, so it was like, what is he going to do? Like, I'm going to find out eventually. So then we were both in a wedding together. Now, our mutual friends met through us. Like, my best friend was marrying his best friend.
Oh, my God.
So we were both in the wedding party.
Oh, my God.
So
how much after this all happened?
This was 2 weeks after we broke up.
Well, you want to cut his dick off at that point. Yeah.
But honestly, like, I was a little anxious about it just because, like, seeing him and stuff like that. But
did he bring a date?
Thankfully. Oh, God, no. Oh, she would have not. She wasn't invited to the wedding. But I am thankfully surrounded by extremely supportive human beings. Yeah. Like, all my friends are fucking awesome. Yeah. My family is fucking awesome. So all my friends were at the wedding because we're all like mutual friends.
Right. And they protect you.
So I had a huge support system there, and they all fucking hated him.
Right.
So, and now listen, you're unhappy. I don't want you to marry me.
Right,
I don't want you to be
to
with me.
But
the
don't
way
fuck
you
around.
Went about
that's
it,
right.
The way
don't
you went
cheat.
About it was not
right.
Okay.
Right.
Talk
don't
about
blind,
it.
Don't blindside. Right. Just tell me you're unhappy and you don't want to be with me anymore.
Right.
So
you
had to
but
do.
Even if wanna, he said right. he was unhappy, and wait, because you had a lot invested, a lot of years invested, and you sat in therapy for a few months, and it didn't work.
I mean,
all right, everybody moves
you
on.
You allowed me.
But you fuck somebody else?
But no, you allowed you. Me to go to
piece
the florist
shit.
That
oh
same week
God.
And drop another $2,000 of our money on this. And you already had plans to cheat on me.
Right.
You already had this
But can
plan.
I just say something? I know you've probably been told this a bazillion times. Karma is a bitch.
Oh, I know. It's
She's got my name
me.
On her.
Yeah. It's a bitch.
Why
a bitch.
Has it come around? Have you seen it already? Oh,
wait, it's just the start. And it's just the start.
Wait, let's just say he ain't stopped trying to hit her up.
He still contacts you?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so let me finish. So anyway,
oh, yeah,
so we see each other at the wedding.
You weren't partners,
I
were
go
you?
Up to him. No. Well, oh, no, okay. They changed it.
Thank
so
God.
I go up to him. Because I'm the human that I
the
am.
The better person, of course.
And I said, you know, it doesn't have to be awkward. Like, it's fun. Like, we spent 10 years together.
Right.
It is what it is.
The good person that you
let's
are.
Let's just make
amicable.
The best of this. Oh, well, you know, it is awkward or whatever. I said, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So anyway, so then time goes on. He makes a comment at the wedding to my friend's husband. Like, it's not going to get back to me.
Oh.
So anyway, so then he goes, I think he tells my friend that he wants to talk to me. And I'm like, I'm not fucking talking to this guy. Like,
you fucking idiot.
Are you kidding me? So then I'm drunk. So I'm like, what do you even want to talk about? Well, we need to talk, don't you think? I've been trying to talk to you, but
You fucking cheated on me, motherfucker.
And
what do you mean?
I was trying to talk to him even before, like, before I found, like, we met up, like, one time or whatever. But, like, it didn't, nothing.
He was stone cold.
Came out of the, he was sobbing like a baby, but, like, it was more of, like.
Guilt.
Yeah, I think so.
Guilty.
And, like, oh, like, I didn't want to hurt you, this and that. Like, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Right.
You're 30 years old. You know right from wrong.
Right.
So, anyway, so, so we end up talking at the wedding, and I'm like, I don't know, like, what you, like, want me to say. Like, if you, like,
what, like,
I don't remember. I, it was just like, it was just like, so I don't even think I gave him a chance to even say anything. And I was just like, fuck yeah, like, whatever, you're going to look for me and every girl that you meet, blah, blah, blah. This and that, like, if, like, you have to figure out what you want, and you better figure out quick, like, kind of like, if you want to, like, be with me or not. I mean, that was stupid, but that's what I said, because at the time,
I mean, it's
it was still
2 years,
right?
You know what I mean?
And
it wasn't like, wasn't a year, 2 years
later.
And I
was just like, what do I do now? Like, I have to start over with somebody else at almost 30 years old, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want to do that. So I was like, come back to me. And
right, right,
let's
right.
just restart.
Like, if he came correct, you would have taken him back.
So anyway, so then the that night, my friends told me more. Like, he took this girl on a family vacation to, like, a family's house. And I found out about it. I flipped
out.
Oh,
my God.
Flipped out. Like, I said, I have a very... We're Scorpios. I have a sharp tongue. When you piss me off,
we speak and then think about it later.
Yeah,
right, 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 right. Mm-hmm.
Do not cross me or the people I love, because I will cut you with words.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, so I said some really, like, true statements, but they were not nice,
not
and I
nice
shouldn't
and
have
true.
Said it because.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Just say it.
I just pretty much said, like,
you suck in bed.
I was just like, you're weak dicky. Maybe that's why I didn't want to have sex with you.
Because you fucking didn't ever make me come the right way.
Have fun working two jobs for the rest of your life.
You loser bastard.
Yeah. I said some fucked up shit. I said, you'll never be happy. You're just going to look for me in every female that you.
All true things.
It's
what, 2 years later? 2 years?
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's now still reaching out.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, so then I say all those things. The next morning, I feel bad.
Wait, can I just make a statement? Can I just fucking make a statement about Jamie? This is a girl who watched a serial killer documentary about a year ago, 2 years ago. Texted me, a serial killer who, like, literally.
And she felt bad for the serial killer.
Yes, because
he was old.
Because he was old. This man had, like, you know, he was killing people in his 30s, I guess. And then he went to jail for life. Now he's in his 70s. He's being interviewed.
Who is this?
I don't even know. Some old black man. And she sends me a screenshot, and she's like, this poor little nugget. I'm like, Jamie.
God help us.
I'm like, Jamie, he killed people.
She's like, I fear for your life.
But is she really? Are you really a Scorpio? Because we don't feel bad.
I know. Well, I have other placements.
I think so, because shit, I'd like burn that motherfucker, make his dick fall off. I'm a Scorpio.
No, but I have that side of me.
She
but
does.
But then I feel bad about thinking
those
things.
You got cancer somewhere.
The only time I feel bad is when I know I'm wrong and I've. Because me as a Scorpio, I...
Talk it to your mic.
React. I am.
No, you're not. I can hear you in my mic.
I react and then think about it later. I know Anne-Marie was coming over.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. I react.
No.
And then
no,
I feel
no,
bad because,
no.
oh my
you
God.
You didn't react to the serial killer, though.
But he didn't do... But it's not like you did something wrong to him. See, like if I scream
know,
at like
but
Kathy,
I...
if I scream at her and lose it, even though I was right in what I was saying... I was wrong in the way I reacted, and then I feel guilty.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Jamie's beyond that.
But I don't ever want to make somebody feel bad about themselves.
Okay. I got
like,
you.
I don't want to be like a bully and like make you feel bad about yourself.
Even if it's not Jamie doing it, Jamie doesn't want anybody to feel bad. Like I'm telling Jamie about like a fan that I have. We're not going to say a name.
Right.
But I'm telling Jamie about a fan that I have that is a little over the top. And Jamie's like, "Oh," and I'm like, "What do you mean, aw? Like this person's going to come to my house and kill me." And she's like, "Yeah, but I feel bad." I'm like, okay.
All right. So anyway, so the next day, I apologized for the mean things that I said. And he's like, playing the victim because that's what he's best at. Wah. And he's like, if you wanted me to drive into a tree with my car, then you succeeded because that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, so I felt bad about it.
Poor guy.
So anyway.
Wah.
So I apologized the next day, which is a Sunday. I don't hear back from him until that Monday. And then that's when he said those things. And
he was like, his girlfriend.
Yeah. If you want to meet up to talk, let's talk, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, if you want to finish the conversation, that's fine. So we meet up and he was like, and I wasn't expecting this, honestly. But so we meet up to talk and I'm thinking that we're going there to just.
Closure.
Yeah. Or like. Closure and just to like not still be on bad terms to not be on bad terms because right. I don't ever want
make
like,
it amicable.
I can't
right
I'm not
that type of person
yeah like I just don't want like grudges or
bad blood
between anybody that I cared about at one point, you know what I mean? Like if I cared about you, like then let's care about each other
It's just like
people are together and then they
don't
want to
burn
out.
Any bridges. Right.
Keep talking.
We get you.
So anyway, so he's like, so we're there and I'm like, well, what's going on? Like you said that you wanted to, you said you wanted to talk. And he was like, well, I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah, you did.
And, I just want to start over, blah, blah, blah.
With you?
Yeah.
So I'm like.
And this is how many weeks after?
This was 2 weeks after we broke up. I think it was either two or three.
But it had to take every ounce of your strength.
To what?
To not do it. Because oh, 2 weeks is fresh.
No, we got back together.
She did it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. So when I saw you here that one night with such. You were. Upset and down. How much longer after was
that? Was after it didn't work the second time.
Yes.
Oh, the second time. Okay.
So then he made the biggest mistake of his life, this, that, and the third, and he wants to start over, blah, blah, blah. We talked, and I was not perfect. I'm not saying that at all, but I was not
him
that so he ended up telling her that like he wants to work it out with me, the new girl, he wants to work it out with me and this and that. Now wait a second, so that actually I don't think I've ever told anybody this actually. So when we met up, we met up at the diner and then we were leaving and I was like, well, are you going to tell her that, like, you don't want to talk to her anymore, this and that? And he was like, yeah. And he let me read a conversation. And she wrote, like, oh, well, you're not calling me babe or saying I love you anymore. And I'm like, you told her you loved her?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, did you mean it? And he just didn't say anything. And I said, get out of my car. And then... He didn't get out of the car. And then, we still got back together.
Did he move back in?
So, no.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, we got back together for like maybe like 3 weeks and it was the loneliest time of my life because I felt I couldn't trust him. It was right. a very difficult right. time.
Once you lose that trust,
that's it.
It's all yeah. over.
Yeah. I remember, like, we shared each other's location again. I remember I left, like, therapy or something, and I didn't have service still. And I went to check his location, and it wasn't, like, populating. And I had almost had, like, an anxiety attack. And I was like, this is not
what
healthy.
You
want
to do. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
This isn't how you want to live.
Once
your life.
You lose that trust,
gone.
Yeah.
Peace
out. It's gone.
So then we ended up, like, then we, like, went away for a weekend. That was nice because it was just the two of us. But yeah, it was lonely because I felt like I know that, like, my family and friends support me no matter what I do, but I felt like I was feeling these feelings of, like, I couldn't trust him, this and that. I was. Right.
What am I doing?
Yeah. And yeah. I was, like, almost ashamed of getting back with him after what he did to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I felt that I couldn't talk to anybody about that because it was like,
you thought
well,
you were
it's my
be
own fault because, you know, this is what you, I
you
wanted.
Chose it.
Yeah. So, like, that's why. But anyway, so we went away. It was nice. And then we get back. And it was more of like I needed reassurance a lot because
he fucking just cheated on you.
Every day I was waking up, oh, is this the day he's gonna leave me again?
Right,
this and that.
Right.
So yeah. It was very
anxiety
provoking.
Who wants to live
provoking.
Like that?
Right. And so then he ended up.
Did you end
we
it?
We broke. No, he did on his birthday. I remember he was acting weird and I'm like, what's going on? Like, just tell me.
What now?
And then he sent me this long ass text message like, you're not doing this over text message.
Right.
So oh I'm like, God. You're going to meet up with me and tell me to my face that you don't want to be with me again.
Right.
So he did. And then that was it. He was just like, I just can't deal. He's like, I just need to work on myself because I can't even look myself in the mirror. I think he dealt with a lot of guilt and that's fine. But then he ended up getting back with the girl again.
Oh,
but then they broke up a year
God.
Later. And then I heard from him.
Stop it.
Didn't
and she
answer.
Has not stopped hearing from him.
Yeah.
Did you tell him to
so
stick
I
his
heard
dick
from
up
him?
His ass and go fly a kite?
Remember Kyle?
Yes.
And so he passed away. So I hear from him on the 2-year anniversary.
Kyle Gill. Oh, I don't want to say his.
Yeah.
He was here. He was like a bigger kid, like a little chubby.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away. God.
Drug overdose.
So he. So my ex texted me. So it was. We met through Kyle.
Did he go to Bawa?
No.
Mm mm. So, anyway, so he texted me on the 2-year anniversary. Where was my text on the 1-year anniversary?
Right.
But okay.
You were too busy.
Right. 2 years.
We were in a relationship.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so the 2-year anniversary, I don't answer. Then I hear from him again. He sends me, like, a quote.
This is recent, right?
Yeah. This was, like, in November. No. September, October, something like that. So May was the 2-year anniversary. And then I don't hear from him until like maybe September or October. And then he sends me a quote. And it's basically like, oh, sometimes soulmates don't end up together, whatever. Basically saying that I'm his soulmate. Then I don't answer that. Then he messages me a video from like one of his memories. And he was like, I know I'll never get an answer, but this video always makes me laugh. And then I don't answer that. And then
good for you. Good
then
for you.
Then I get a happy Thanksgiving.
Here's the money.
Keep going.
I get a happy Thanksgiving. Oh my God. So then I answer that one.
You answered the happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I just said you too.
Okay.
And he reacted to it with like a surprise face. And then that was it. And then I got a Merry Christmas. And I wrote you too.
Hey, girl. It never ends. And she's telling her story about
she
my
was
breakup
10
story.
Years with a guy. They had the wedding planned 2 weeks before the wedding.
Two months
before the wedding.
He's cheating on her.
Thousands of dollars invested
on my bachelorette weekend.
On her bachelorette weekend, he
it's
cheated.
Fine now, I don't care.
So anyway, so he reaches back out to you. Ma, can you pour me a little bit more too?
I'll take a little bit more too.
So he reaches back out to you.
So he reaches out to me Christmas again. And then I say, you too. He likes it. And that's it. Then I see that he got another dog. You saw that?
Yeah. Your cousin, Gab.
Well, Alex messaged him first.
Oh, what did she say?
So,
let's just preface. He abandoned the dog that they had together.
Yeah, he never asked to see her again.
Not once did he ever try and see this dog.
After we broke up the second time.
Right.
Well, even the first time we broke up, he never asked until, we got back together.
Right. Never cared.
So now he got a new... So then I didn't hear from him on New Year's. And, not that I was waiting for it, but I was just like, all right, well, I didn't hear from him, heard from the other one though, but whatever.
You did?
Oh.
Oh God. Did you hear from him on Christmas?
Who?
The other one? Not yeah. Hamburglar.
My ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard from him on Christmas too.
Yeah, he Merry Christmas and I said you too. And then I didn't hear from him on New Year's. And I was like, whatever. So anyway, thank you. So I don't hear from him. Yeah, it's Riesling. No, it's okay. Yeah.
No, don't be sorry.
don't be sorry.
So anyway, so I heard from him on Christmas.
This Christmas?
Yeah.
And I say you too. And then I don't hear from him on New Year. So I thought that was a little strange. Not that I was
waiting to wish you a happy New Year.
Right. Yeah, because I was thinking that I was going to hear from him.
Right.
So then a week later I see that he got a dog
and he abandoned their dog
with a new girlfriend.
Wait, he's got a new girlfriend?
Okay, so a while ago, over the summer I know that he was seeing some girl, but then they must have broke up, and that's when I started hearing from him again. So I hear from him every time he doesn't have a girlfriend, and I don't hear from him when he has a girlfriend.
So I was like, oh, his ass.
So when I didn't hear from him from New Year's, I was like, oh, he probably is has with somebody.
Right.
So anyway, so now they got a new puppy.
Dog.
So they must have gotten back together between Christmas and New Year's.
Wait, this is the girl that he cheated on you with?
No. This is
a different girl.
That's not comfortable at all. It's like a doctor's girl that
we went to school. We went to high school with her. Actually.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Yeah, but that's we weren't friends or anything.
So wait, I just need to ask this: what is your feeling
right now?
Yeah,
it's just indifference.
Indifference.
Right.
Literally.
So you're not thinking, oh, you know, because there's no one in your life, you're not in a relationship, and you're not thinking, was he good in bed?
No.
No. So okay. So are we gonna get real?
Get as
gritty right now.
Gritty. As
you could get as gritty as
get.
You want to get.
Okay, so I could. Okay,
this is YouTube.
During sex, I never got.
You never had an orgasm
during sex. I didn't, unless we had stimulation on,
right, the clit.
So you had to touch.
So we had this it was a toy ring.
Okay,
right. And I would put it there when we would have sex sometimes, but other than that, no, unless he.
Went down on me.
But every time he went down on me, I orgasmed.
Okay.
He was good at that.
Okay.
But I can never have an orgasm.
No.
What? What?
You can't have it all, she said.
Sure you can. I know people who do.
If you're a lesbian, you can.
Right. Yeah, and they know where to go.
My women know. I know people who have orgasms every time they have sex.
Well, yeah, straight people. Yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible.
I don't want to embarrass somebody's sister who's here, but I did.
your brother knew what he was doing. Some things there's more than I need to
know. Too much information.
You ended up.
Well, and you know what? And the emotional connection was there because we were in love.
Which is important.
So
that is very important.
That's why, I always felt very close to him.
Right.
You'll do. Didn't.
What? But they were together eight or nine years.
We were together 9 years. Almost 10.
Yeah.
Before we broke up.
I have but you came with your recent endeavor.
Oh, you had a recent endeavor? I'm very jealous.
I did, but I think it was.
The only recent endeavor for me is Bob. Battery-operated boyfriend.
I have a Bob, too.
That's my only recent endeavor.
I have a Bob, too.
Lord. What? Right. I don't know why. I don't know why.
But it was
I
only
do this.
Once.
Double A's.
It only happened once.
It only happened one time.
Why do you think? Can I ask you? Why do you think it happened?
I think the way that it was happening, there was stimulation on my
on the clit
as well.
I just want to say, for the record, for any woman out there, mostly women.
Yo, yeah, it's all yeah.
Mostly women right. Listen and watch. The clit is the only organ in a female's body whose only job is to orgasm. Your vagina does not orgasm. If a man is sticking his penis or a female is sticking a finger inside, just straight inside your vagina, it's not going to do anything. You got to hit
but
the fucking
everybody's spot
G-spot.
Is in a different place.
No.
Because I have a friend.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Who can orgasm.
She's wrong.
15.
You're wrong.
Jamie.
You're wrong. The G-spot. Let me just say this. My mother's wrong. Don't listen to my mother. The G-spot. The G, right. What does she? What do you know about pussy? She knows shit. Right.
Wait, Tori. Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
You're gonna like edit this out, right?
Whatever you want to. I don't. It doesn't matter. Every female's G spot
is in a different place.
No,
I don't. Nobody's ever really hit my G spot.
Because they don't know where to find it.
I don't know where to find it.
You got to know where to find it, honey. In and up, girl. In, up. You need it like this. You need, if every dick looked like a fucking,
so we need a dick that, goes to
that curves up. It's got to go, here, ready? Like this. In and up. The G-spot.
It's
right there.
But listen to me.
G-spot's in and up.
Yeah, but the clitoris is not in and up.
Why do you say it like that? Clitoris.
That's what it is.
Clit. It's clit.
It's a clitoris.
Clit
it's,
a, is it's a clitoris.
It's like calling it a pussy.
Why don't you say clitoris?
Clitoris.
There's different ways. Tomato, tomato. Wait, what are you saying? What are you saying?
The G-spot is different than the clitoris.
The G-spot is an extension of the clit that goes
right.
inside.
So, yeah, right. Okay.
Your clit is on the outside.
Did you ever? Well, neither did I.
Your clit is on the outside. It's right, you know, it's, right. it's here.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Right. Okay. Good. That's good. Your clit extends inside on the, you know, the like in and up. That's what the G-spot is.
Yeah,
the G-spot.
The G-spot is right behind the clitoris.
Okay.
Because the
Has anyone ever gotten your G-spot?
Once.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry.
Because they say it's like floodwaters when that happens, and I've never had floodwaters.
Yeah. Oh. It wasn't floodwaters, but there was a little bit of a spot on the bed.
All right. So he did a decent job then. I used to have to put... No, sorry, Mom. I hate to do this to you.
I had to put a towel down?
For a couple of my girlfriends, I've had to put towels down afterwards. Like, literally sleep on a towel, let it soak, because...
Do you have any friends that know what they're doing? No.
That can do that for me? No.
But here's the thing. I've also had, in my recent endeavors, a girl that literally could not... Like, I've never had this happen before. I was like, this is new. I've never been stumped before like this.
She couldn't get off at all?
Never orgasmed. I don't know if they, there are women out there. What did she say?
That poor thing.
Right. There. I mean, it's not that she didn't feel good or anything, but there are women out there who have, it's called anorgasmia.
32.
There's a not disorder, but there's a thing, it's called anorgasmia, and a percentage of women have it, which means they feel good during sex, they enjoy it, but they never climax. Never. And a lot of the times they
say... It's in the mind.
Yes. A lot of
it has to be.
Yes.
It has to be.
They say a lot of the time... Yeah. Trust me, I've Googled it. Because when this recent endeavor, I was like, I can't...
See, Tori's fingers in the lesbian world? That's like having a big dick.
Yeah. I have a big dick in the lesbian world. Yeah. I'm well hung.
You were born to be a lesbian?
I was, yeah. These fingers were made... What did she say?
Let's go get Dina. Let's see.
I don't
what
think
her
Dina's fingers
like.
Are as long as Tori's.
I got a big dick in the lesbian world. Yeah. Can I just say my TikTok followers?
I love Anne Marie.
My TikTok followers, they're like, you need to make a whole new account just for your hands. Like, they're obsessed with my hands.
Oh yeah. And they have said stuff like,
do it
on TikTok.
Sell pics.
There's those
OnlyFans.
Yeah. People sell pictures of their feet. Why can't you do your fingers?
They call me Captain Longfingers.
Me neither. People have weird,
but
no, just weird fetishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in general. What are feet going to do for you? Tell me.
Somebody asked. Boobs. Yes. I'm an ass person.
You can literally sell anything.
Yeah.
People want sweaty gym clothes.
Used underwear.
Some guy asked
sweaty
me
socks.
Recently on Instagram, some guy messaged me and asked me if I would sell my used socks on one.
Did you say yes?
I called him out and I was like, you're disgusting.
What?
I should have.
I would have
like,
yeah, sure. What's your address?
200 each.
How many you want?
I should have been like, yeah, give me
one time. I've never sent, well, actually, my ex, I did sent naked pictures. But
I've had dick pics sent to
me. But one time, some guy asked my friend for a titty pic and she didn't want to send her real boobs. So we sent mine. And how funny is this? So this is one with nameplates were in. My nameplate was in the picture.
And it said Jamie.
It said Jamie Lee.
Wait, you sent your boobs to some other guy?
To some guy for my friend.
I can't take it.
Because she didn't want to do it. She was like, I don't want to do it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it for you.
Stop it. Are you okay? Who the fuck?
No, he didn't see them.
He didn't see your nameplate.
No, because he thought they were fake. He was like, those are from the internet. We're like, no, they're not.
So you got nice boobs is what you're saying. What I'm hearing in lesbian.
This was a long time ago, so maybe they're not as
oh,
nice
stop.
Anymore.
Oh, stop. You're still a
no,
youngster.
Because,
oh,
no,
my
because
God.
They're still. No, it's from gaining.
Yeah,
no,
me
from
but,
gaining and losing weight. It really does. It like looks like I've had children. Yeah. Because my weight used to like fluctuate a lot.
Me too. We can't all be like right. We can't all be like my mother. Right.
So now yeah, they're like, no I would like it's to get now. Like a breast lift or something.
Wow.
But we'll work on that another time.
Yeah, another time. Well, another day. We'll I want to get implants. Except for up here. I want to get here. What this has cost me, I could have had two sets of tests.
Why? You got fillers?
I have to get an implant. I have one here. I have to get another one here.
Teeth.
Oh, your teeth.
Yeah, I'm going Tuesday for the surgery.
Yeah.
Well, this one tooth was $3,500. This one's going to cost me over four. Because I have to have it's called.
Life is too expensive.
I have to, it's called a nasal lift, a sinus
it's expensive.
Lift.
I don't
want to
do
so
this anymore.
Tuesday,
I didn't ask to be here.
It's in a half hour. Little
like, I fucking hate my parents.
And then I got to wait 6 months. Then Dr. Pete's going to do the implant. That's going
to
be another $2,000.
She wanted to bring me into this
then
world.
Then the crown,
you have been
my
a fucking
insurance will probably cover.
King of England.
She's talking into the microphone.
I'm sorry.
About her fucking implant.
I'm sorry, guys. We were talking about
anyway,
stuff
we
going
were talking about
right.
Valentine's Day and now we talked about
that's right. wait,
why my
I
life
gotta tell
is
you a funny
sucky.
Story somebody told me. I think it was Carrie told me this.
Who the fuck is Carrie? Keza?
My Carrie from Keza. Said that when you if you give a blowjob and you go to the dentist the next day,
they know.
They know because you got black and blue
no
in the roof of your mouth.
And the gyno
knows if you had sex the night before you go.
Because of the penetration, I guess. You get like rug burn.
What? My mother.
No, dude. I don't want the dentist to know I'm.
Well,
me
happened,
and my ex had sex. I would believe
you had. You bled
because he had a big one.
Your ex.
My ex.
All right.
So I would bleed every time I would have sex with my ex. The one that we were supposed to get met, my ex-fiance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he was a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was in his pants, but he was a big boy.
Well, that was big also.
8 inches?
I guess. I don't know. I never measured it. I probably should have, right?
You freak-ass bitch.
Why wouldn't I have done that?
Johnny Watt Holmes. They wouldn't know John Holmes. He was a porn king and very large.
Oh, I know Ron Jeremy. That's the only
Ron
porn
Jeremy's
star.
Hung like a horse. Yeah.
Ask Siri. I wonder if Siri knows. Ask Siri.
Do you watch porn a lot?
No.
You just
I asked, did.
You
I have.
Just asked my mom if she watches porn a lot.
I have. No, not in years.
She's told me about other things. I'm sure knowing if she watches porn or not is not a big deal.
Can I just say, I watch
porn. I watch porn too.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it help?
Nice. Awesome. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Great idea.
Sometimes I,
they say it's not good that it like fries your brain.
What fries your brain?
Watching porn.
Oh, I don't watch porn.
I watch it.
I do. I watch porn.
Still?
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you watch it?
On my phone.
Oh, God. Me too. I don't want to know that. Too much.
You just asked. I'm fucking telling you.
What kind of porn do you watch?
Can't deal.
What do you mean, what kind of porn do
I
watch?
What's your go-to porn?
Lesbian porn has to be, no?
Not all the time, no.
Just ask Siri. She'll tell you.
Mine is either
threesome. Alexa, how big was threesome. Johnny Wad Holmes?
They're not going to tell you his dick size, Mom.
Alexa, how big was his penis?
They're not going to tell you that. 10 inches. 10-inch dick. All right. I watched...
Ouch.
10 inches? Ouch.
What the fuck was that noise?
12.9.
No.
Yeah, threesome porn.
Yeah.
I do watch a lot.
I like
threesome? Oh, my God.
Threesome?
I watch threesomes.
You're going to edit some of this.
Or
right?
Lesbian. I watch lesbian, too.
You do watch lesbian?
Yeah.
I have to put my glasses.
His wife said he was 10 inches.
10 inches.
All right.
Fully erect?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm assuming. Who's measuring a dick half erect?
Listen to me. She used to tell everybody when we would hang out at her house that they pick me up in the yellow bus.
The little yellow bus.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand who's... She said, aw.
No, because you know what's so funny? Actually, speaking of little yellow buses. So, my mom says that I've always been like a compassionate kid. Like, yeah. Even when I was younger, like, I've always been very compassionate.
I believe it.
And one of my... So, I used to, like, carpool with somebody. And the mom one time, like, called, like, the little yellow bus the petard bus. And I came home one day and I said to my mom, like, that's not nice of them to say or whatever. So, I just think it's kind of funny that...
Yeah, and we can't use that term anymore.
Still the same way.
I got booted off...
Because that's so nice to say.
One of my live TikToks I was doing,
nice.
I called myself a faggot. I said, I'm such a faggot, they shut me down. Immediately.
Yeah, you can't say that word.
Yeah, yeah. Can't say that. Shut me right down. That was it for my live.
All right. Anyway, back to threesome porn.
Oh, my God.
No? We're not going to talk about threesome porn?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Do you watch two girls and one guy?
Anyway. Yes.
I've watched two guys and one girl.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. I don't know why.
You do?
Yeah. They say that lesbians are into, like, gay porn. I don't know if I'm necessarily into
gay. Well, that kind of makes sense because straight girls are into lesbian porn.
I know. I'm into lesbian porn too, though.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times I watch lesbian porn and I'm like, she's not doing it right.
I know.
Like, I know somebody who was very much into a certain type of lesbian porn. And I was like, that's not how it happens in real life. And she was like, but that's still hot. And I was like, well, it didn't, not that it didn't do anything. Of course it does, you know, like if two girls are having sexual shit happen to each other, it's still hot. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're a lesbian and you know how lesbian sex is, goes, and you see lesbian porn, you're like, all right, that's not really how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But as like a straight girl, like, you don't know how it goes. So. Right.
What about straight porn? Do you watch straight porn?
Yeah. Just
girl on guy.
I do too. I do. I don't. But I honestly enjoy lesbian porn more for some reason. I just find females to be
sexy.
Yeah. Then like,
something like.
Like, obviously, I like men, but, like,
But females are just...
They're just beautiful. Like, females are just beautiful.
They're just scrumptious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are.
They're just not, like, a guy's, like...
There's nothing sexy about a guy.
No.
Like, you don't...
There's not.
And you're a straight female saying this, right? Right. There's not... You don't look at a guy and think, like...
He's sexy.
Well, I think very attractive males are, I'm like, oh, he's a beautiful
man.
Specimen.
Right.
But like.
There's something about a woman.
And like, you know, like guys are just like.
Guys. Yeah, they are.
Even
yeah.
the things they say, like the way they sexualize.
Everything.
You and stuff like that. And it's like, sometimes it's like flattering, but then most of the time it's not.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, women are just, I think it's just the curves of a woman and, like, the way a woman moves.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, the, maybe, like, the passion in it or, yeah. like, the,
Yes.
Gentleness.
Yes, there's a gentleness about a woman. Absolutely. But it's not like you can still be rough as a woman, you know, on another woman.
Yeah, but when you're watching it, like you want that like passion. Like when you're like that's what you're looking when you're watching it.
Yeah.
Like a movie, like you're looking for like
yeah,
corny shit. Like
it's definitely different. It's having sex with guys and having sex with girls, just two different things. Oh, there's a man in my house. There's
that's
not
him. That's him.
That's him. There has not been a man in my house for a very long time.
Please. He's picking her up.
He's picking her up. Oh, shit. Shit is happening right now.
I'm spent right now.
Valentine's Day weekend is happening.
Rendezvous.
My mother just called her.
Almost 26, Deb.
She's out of her fucking mind, this bitch. Yeah. I feel like this shit is all over the place, but I'm still going to put it out. I'm not going to edit it either.
Well, this is what a podcast is about. You're just having, we're just chilling. Conversations.
Yeah, fuck it.
But anyway, back to the Valentine's Day discussion.
Oh, God.
Because we talked about how I felt about it, which I'm cool, whatever. I think it's just so another day.
You're asking me how I feel about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, your mom's cool with it. Well, actually, no. She said she's not doing okay.
She isn't?
Yeah. That's what she said, right? Because the other one made it romantic for her, and I guess, like, she's wanting that again.
Yeah.
Me, I could care less. I think it's just another day. Here, and I actually enjoy being single and doing whatever
Valentine's
the hell I
day?
Want. Just in
just in general.
In general. And, like, what's the difference between today and tomorrow?
Nothing.
Exactly.
There's literally no difference.
And
here, you want to know where I'm at right now?
Yeah.
I'm reminiscing about where I was at last year, Thanksgiving. Last year, Valentine's Day. And I wish I was back there.
Yeah.
Like, I know where I was and where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And you know my situation mm-hmm. personally.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, whatever that means, that I was still, you know, back there and not here.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it is, this Valentine's Day is a little sad for me. But I'm not going to, like, be depressed during it. Like, I'm either going to be hanging out with you or hanging out with Papa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I have plans. No matter what happens, I have plans. Oh, my camera just died. Shoot. Fuck. Won't we? I mean, we could still... We're still doing this.
Do you have new batteries?
I do, but I'm not fucking redoing it. I mean, I'm not putting it in right now.
Okay.
Because it's just a pain in the ass. More editing.
Yeah, I know.
So whoever's watching this...
Is that annoying to do?
It is very annoying. Whoever's watching this on camera right now on YouTube, you're just going to be hearing sound. You're not going to see video anymore.
That's fine.
Yeah, fuck it. That's my take.
They want to listen, they'll listen, no matter what it's doing, you know?
Yeah, fuck it. My take on Valentine's Day is this year kind of sucks for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, like, some sort of miracle happens tomorrow, like, it's not going to be the best day for me. Because I'm going to know, like, all right, last year, this is where I was. This year, this is where I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't even care about being in a relationship. Like,
yeah.
That's not, I've gotten over the idea of, like, being in a relationship on Valentine's Day. Like, oh, I need romance. Like, that'll come. That's going to happen.
Yep.
But, you know, I feel like it's situational.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Like, if I were if I were single and didn't have, like, let's say, feelings for somebody or whatever.
Right.
I'd be like, it's just another fucking day.
Right. And, like, that's, like, me. Like, it's just, like, I
don't have anybody.
I don't, yeah. And it's, I don't miss anyone. Like, right. It's not, like, a big deal to me.
Right.
You.
I miss somebody.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, though. It just sucks to miss somebody on Valentine's Day. It's like an extra, like, hey, here's a reminder
right.
that you once were fucking somebody and now you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's obnoxious sometimes. You want more wine?
I do.
Go get more wine. She's going to get more wine, everybody. Let me know how it goes, though. No. I got it. There's a lot going on right now. I have a lot of people in my house, and we're drinking wine. Everybody's being loud as fuck, and that's okay, you know? That's totally okay. But, you know, I'm not editing any of this, so I would love to hear, if you guys are listening, what you guys feel on Valentine's Day. About Valentine's Day. I'm talking to the audience right now. Anyway, what are you saying? What did they say?
Your mom's like, you're not driving home, so I'm just letting you know.
Oh, you're going to sleep here, Jay?
I mean, probably not.
Right, it's fucking early. 6 o'clock.
I'm having one more glass.
What do you mean? Like, it's literally 6 o'clock. Can I just... Oh, my God. That ringtone that's happening right now.
What is that?
That is Anne-Marie's text tone.
Oh.
But that used to be a ringtone for somebody that was very important in my life.
Really?
Yes. And I just...
Yes.
My...
I get what you're getting at.
Heart just fell into my vagina just now. You know? So, anyway, what else are we going to talk about?
Well,
since we're on the topic of like love,
what?
Why don't we just talk about relationships? I guess. All right. Red flags in relationships.
What about red flags in relationships? What is a red flag in a relationship for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Words not matching up with their actions. 100%. That's something new for me, actually. Because I get told. I got told a lot of things from multiple people.
Uh-huh.
And their actions never lined up with their words. So now, from now on, that is what I'm going to be looking for.
And can we just, I just want to say this, and we fucking literally, I just want to say this, okay? And then I think we can cut it for now. And then we can have a whole other episode on this at a later date. Healthy boundaries for anybody out there means taking your time to get into a relationship with somebody. Like, not jumping. I feel like a red flag in a relationship is jumping right into something. You know that's a red flag.
No, 100%. I think the faster as fast as you get into something,
right,
is as fast as it's going to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Right. And they say the way that a relationship starts is the way that it ends.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody starts a relationship cheating on their significant other with you, most likely at some point.
Oh, 100%. Going back to my ex and what he did to me, he did exactly, well, they weren't getting married or anything, but he did what he did to me to her. Like, he was talking to somebody else and left her for that new person.
Right. Right.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got to meet somebody on different terms. And I totally get that. I'm not about like jumping into shit, but I know how I've gotten into relationships with people. Mm-hmm. And like my ex, the way that her and I got into relationship with each other, like, wasn't the healthiest. You know, like, I was in a relationship when I met her. She was engaged. We met each other. Yes, we had our connection. We had our electricity, whatever it was. And it, you know, it went on. But our relationship, there was no trust because of it. I think foundationally, because we started our relationship in the way that we started it, I think from her to me, there was zero trust. She did not trust me because she knew when I met her, I was in a relationship. And I think that was always in the back of her mind. And I think, you know, that's like, you
just got toxic from there.
Right. Yeah. Like added to the whole shit, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta come correct. You gotta meet a person correct. You gotta come fucking correct, and do the right fucking thing, you know?
Yeah.
By a person,
of course. I mean, you just have to have pure intentions. Because if you don't, then
keep it moving.
Seriously. And I'm the type of person to have pure intentions in every single thing that I do.
Yep.
And when I get screwed over, like, I take it so personally because I just would never do that to somebody.
Yeah, like, it's right. It shatters your entire world. Because you're like, I would never even think to do this shit to you.
Right.
Like, I know. No matter what you've done to me in the past, right? I know that I am not out here in the business of fucking with somebody else's feelings.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you did to me.
Right.
If I know you have feelings for me and I'm still navigating my feelings, let's say, I'm not going to lead a person on, period.
Yeah, me neither.
And so when I'm led on, when I'm fucking led astray, whatever it is, it genuinely shakes my world up,
mm-hmm.
because I would never fucking do that to another person.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Me neither. Yeah. 100%.
I miss that ringtone. What a bitch. Anyway, keep going.
No, yeah, 100%. It's true. It's just... I just don't understand...
people.
Yeah, like, I just can't grasp the concept of, like ghosting, say.
Yeah.
Like, just be honest. Like, I'm an understanding human being. Like...
people don't know how to communicate.
Right.
They really don't.
Like, you don't want to continue whatever you have going on with me? That's fine. Just say it.
Like, it's...
don't lead me on.
Right.
Don't tell me you have all these feelings for me and then the next day be like, oh, well, I don't feel like talking to you anymore. Goodbye.
Right. 9 out of 10 times, the most painful part is the fact that you never have an explanation or closure. If a person came to you and said, listen, sat you down like an adult and they said, listen, I'm fucking somebody else. And this is what I want to do. This is where I'm at.
It could even be as simple as I don't feel for you what I felt for you in the beginning.
Right.
I don't have feelings for you anymore. Literally, that's all that it takes.
Right.
Okay.
And an adult conversation in person, no texting, none of that bullshit. Have the balls, if you've spent over 6 months with a person, have the balls to look them in the face and be like, listen, this is what it is.
Right.
Because like we have the same therapist, you and I. And what does our therapist say? It takes 6 months to know a person.
6 months to a year. Yep.
So if you've known somebody for over 6 months, you should decently know them in a decent way.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you enough that you should give me the respect of sitting me down and telling me what the fuck the reason is you're going rogue, you're fucking not speaking to me, whatever it is.
Just be honest.
Just be fucking
even
honest.
Even if you think it's going to hurt me, be honest.
Be honest.
Because you just not speaking to me again hurts more than you saying, like, I just don't feel the same.
Right. Let's be real. You're not
because
that...
listen, we're all fucking human beings.
Right.
And that shit happens.
There's 7 billion people in the world. I love you, but let's be real. You're not that fucking special. Okay?
Oh, exactly.
So fucking tell me what it is. You know?
I know what I bring to the table.
Right.
And I don't have anything to worry about. Just let me know.
Right.
That you don't want to talk to me no more.
Exactly.
You don't have to just not speak to me ever again.
Right. And then I'm sitting here like wondering, well, do they love me? Do they not love
right.
me?
Right. So, and that's the thing with us too. Mm. I feel like with our past relationships. So with new people,
yeah.
like say like we start talking to somebody else or whatever, and they kind of just like say like just stop, ghosted us or whatever the case is. It's triggering.
Yes.
It's very triggering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so with my ex-fiance, obviously, like, I just was in this, like, pit of despair. And it was more of, like, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. That's how I was.
What does she have that I don't have? Mm-hmm. Why am I not worthy to fight for?
Yep.
This, that, and the third.
Say it again.
So then you go into this these new relationships or whatever they are, situationships, and... you know, you're triggered by things and say like someone just stops talking to you and stuff like that. And it's like, again, that is fine. People hook up and then they don't hook up anymore. But ghosting is just not like, okay. Like, it's just not. And it's just right. like for us who've been what we've been through, it's like, well, what's wrong with me again? Like,
I don't.
Why am I not worthy for an explanation? Why?
Nope. Can I say something? There is no ounce of me right now
in this present moment in the situation that I am going through that is sitting here asking what's wrong with me. Not one thing. I am so self-aware. I know I gave my all in the situation.
For a split second, nope. You did not think that. Not what's wrong with you, but why am I not worthy?
No. You know what it is?
Really?
My thing with the situation that I'm, my specific situation that I'm in right now. My thing is, why do certain things matter? I'm good to you. I love you. I can make you happy. I know this to be true. I know that I make you happy in your life. Why does this one specific detail matter that much to you? That you, because of this one dumb detail, you won't bring yourself to, you know, go all the way. That's where I'm at. But for me, it's like, no, I'm not sitting here with my ex. I was most definitely, what does she have that I don't have? Why was I never good enough? I'm never good enough. Why was I not worth the fight? This and that. How can you just move on? Yada, yada. In this situation, nope. I know what the fuck I bring to the table.
Well, so do I. But I feel like my recent, like, situationship, I was just like, why can't someone just choose me? Like, why can't I be chosen? That's what it
is. That's how
more.
I feel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not a me thing. I recognize that I'm still sitting here like, okay, why can't a female just commit to me the way that I'm committing to her and love me the way that I love her and choose to love me the way that I love her, right? I'm still, I'm sitting there thinking that. But in the back of my mind, I know that has nothing to do with me. I did everything that I could do. I did all the right things that I could do to show that person, I'm here for you. I love you. I want to be with you. You're the only one. If you're not choosing me, it's either A, because you just don't, like, you're just not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, whatever the other reason is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just not ready. You have commitment issue. Whatever the fuck it is.
Right, right, right.
Like, it's not an attraction issue. It's not that you're not attracted to me.
Right.
So if you're not choosing the commitment with me, it's because you're afraid of that commitment for whatever reason. Whether mm-hmm. you're really young and you feel like you have your life to live and you still want to go out and live your life, or whatever the fucking reason is.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a them thing. That's right. That's their issue that they got to work out. So when I say I'm not sitting here stuck on, like, what could I have done better? Where did I go wrong? Blah, 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 blah. The only thing
good.
Yeah. The only thing I should have done better was create healthier boundaries. I shouldn't have dropped everything for it. I should have kept a balance with my friends and, you know, my life. That's the only thing that I would have changed. But I still would have given emotionally.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
No, but that makes sense. But that's who you are. Like, that's what you do. Like, you just...
Yeah.
Kind of...
When I love you, man, I love you.
Yeah.
That's it. But your situationship, my situationship, has nothing to do with us. It really doesn't. It's
not. No, I know. I know that now. But I mean, like, when it first happened, I was kind of like...
Triggered.
Triggered. Like, it literally had nothing to do with him. And, like, why I was upset didn't have anything to do with him. It was more of...
What you've been through.
My past shit that was just, like, coming back up. And it was just like... Again, I'm not being chosen. Again, like, someone doesn't see my worth and value. And, like, I know that I'm a good person.
Enough.
And, yeah. And that I deserve to be, like...
treated like a fucking queen.
Yeah.
That's exactly... Yes. Same. Yes. In that respect, yes. Same exact thing.
I was triggered because it's like, again? Are we kidding?
Yeah.
A fucking gen.
But, I mean, that's it's going to happen, but it's like, for a little bit of time, you just like get set back. Not set back, but you go back into that
thought loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That depression thought loop. Like, yeah. My life is over when it's really not.
Not, I mean, for me at least, it wasn't like my life is over, but it was just like, I was just triggered.
For me, I was triggered, but for me, I also gave and dropped a lot of things. Like, still, not as much as I did with my ex, you know what I mean? Like, with my ex, I literally, like, gave up my entire fucking life. And when I found out what I found out, it shook my entire world. In this situation, no, I still have my world. I still have you. You know what I mean? Like, I have my stability and my foundation. But when it first happened, I was like, what the fuck do I do now? Where? Yeah. Like, I'm so used to literally dropping all my plans, going and hanging out with that person, being in that person's energy. Where do I go now? You know?
Yeah.
Like, that was the, it's like, you got to get acclimated, I guess. That's it. Do you have to pee?
No.
Oh, you're just fidgeting?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I do. I fidget.
That's all right. Do you have any last words? Fuck relationships?
Yeah. I mean, what happened with me and my ex-fiance was obviously traumatizing. And it sucked. And it turned my world upside down. And it was scary and sad. And I
wouldn't wish it on your worst.
I had crippling anxiety. I would not wish that heartbreak on my worst enemy. That, yes. I had crippling anxiety. Mm. And it was one of the worst times of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can say that it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right. Hindsight's 2020.
Hindsight is 2020. And, yeah, I'm like 100%. Happier and than I ever thought I would be. And I thought I would never be happy again. I remember crying to my brother and I was like, I'm never going to be happy again. I'm never going to find anybody that I love as much as him and blah, blah, blah. And look at me now. Like, I literally, I'm just like, I have, it's just, she's like thriving.
Yeah.
And it's just indifference. Like, it's just, it feels so
liberating.
Good. Yeah, it's like freeing. And it's like, if I can get through that kind of heartbreak, I can get through fucking anything.
Mm-hmm. And that is the
with another, like, you know,
with
relationship.
Another human being.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. In the situation that I'm going through right now, I look at it and I'm like, listen, if I can get through what I got through with my ex and all that fuckery, this is a walk in the fucking park.
Yeah.
As much as it sucks, it's a bummer, and, you know, you miss the person, it's essentially going to be a walk in the park.
Yeah, because you create bonds with people, and of course you're going to miss that for a little bit, but then,
right,
you know, like, life goes on.
But if they don't want, right, if they don't want you, they don't fucking want you. What are you going to do, you know?
There'll be someone else that does.
right. What are you going to fucking do? And I think there's always a fucking point. That is the moral to this entire episode, is that you can go through the ringer with somebody and it is not, it feels like the end of your world.
Yeah.
It feels like and essentially it is the end of your world as you know it.
As you know it.
Right.
Exactly.
But you're afraid of
life without that person, especially when you've been with them for so long.
Yeah.
And it's all you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, where do I go from? Like,
from here.
It's like you lost a limb and you have to learn to live without that person again.
Yes. Yes.
That's literally what it is.
Yep.
And it's scary, but
it is scary.
You get through it.
And you're afraid that there's nothing on the other side because you don't know what's on the other side.
Right.
It's almost like a door opening, But on the other side is just a dark room, and you don't know what's in the dark room.
Yeah, and I know it sounds so cliche, but it's literally time heals all wounds. I really, truly believe that. I mean, obviously, you have to do, like, the work and all that stuff, but it really just, it and like, you know, we went through therapy and everything.
Therapy helps.
Yes. And you have to do the work on yourself, but it really is just, like, time.
Yeah, and surrounding yourself with your support system.
Yeah.
When I think of my specific situation, your specific situation, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for you. But when I think of what I went through, that was when you and I started getting really close. I don't think I could have ever gotten through what I got through with that situation had it not been for you and for Such and for Elise and my family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like now that I'm in this situation that I'm in, I look at that. As sad as I am, I'm like, well, you know what? I still have Jamie, Such. I still have Elise. I have Papa. I have all of these people around me in my life, my support system. And I think that's the most important thing, is to know that even when that person goes, you still have that.
Thank you.
you still have that support. Like, you had your cousins, you had people around you that were there for you, that showed you love.
Yeah. And you don't, like, I think someday, like, more recently, I've more, like, I mean, obviously, I was grateful for it then and afterwards and all that stuff. But I've been more recently just thinking about, like, how amazing everybody is, like, around me. Like, I just am truly so
grateful,
lucky to have the people that I have in my life. And it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, my cousins are my best friends. I have you guys. Like, my friends are, I have, like, different friend groups, and they're all fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have one bad friend. And
you don't.
Just.
Neither do I.
My parents, my brother, like, he's 6 years younger than me, and the stuff that he, like, the wisdom he throws at me, it's like, I love talking to him because it's just like, it makes me feel so much better. Like, I'm just very, very grateful. Very grateful for the people I have surrounding me.
Yeah. And I think Valentine's Day is about love and this and that. And we always think of, like, relationships and romantic relationships and couples and this and that. But I think realistically, love you.
You're not done?
No. Not yet. I think we got to think of Valentine's Day also as, like, love for the people, like, especially for the people who are going through, like, a heartbreak or whatever. You gotta think of Valentine's Day as love for your support system. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't this like a 2-hour podcast?
Yeah, we've gone for a while. I didn't even see him. Anyway, that's that. So if you're dealing with heartbreak on Valentine's Day, just know that
life gets better.
Yeah, life does get better.
Amen. Oh, Bree answered me. Let's see.
Life gets better. That's it.
Yeah.
And
everything happens for most things. I'll say most things, but everything happens for a reason.
She has multiple.
Yeah,
she does.
Has a lot of similar healing properties.
Anyway, I love you guys very much, and I hope you guys enjoyed the Valentine's Day special.
Yay! Thanks. It was nice talking to you guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for having me, Tor.
Pound it. Don't look at me like you want to make out with me or whatever.
Why, you don't want to?
No, I do, but... Not.
All right, let's sign off. Goodbye, guys.
Right, we're gonna make out. All right, gotta go.
We gotta go.
Bye.